Hi everybody, this is day 21 of our 2 months reading of Mark. Today we're going to read from Mark chapter 6 verse 14. It's all about a very foolish king. I believe right now we're going to find out how we can break things off our lives, things that have been spoken off our lives. You ready? It's a long passage and it's not a good passage in terms of the content. It's very sad about John the Baptist, but we're going to learn some lessons. Here we go. King Herod heard about this, for Jesus' name had become well known. Some were saying John the Baptist has been raised from the dead and that's why that this is miraculous powers are at work in him. Others said he is Elijah, and still others claimed he is a prophet like one of the prophets of long ago. But when Herod heard this, he said, John, the man I beheaded, has been raised from the dead. He thought Jesus was John the Baptist resurrected. For Herod himself had given orders to have John arrested, had him bound, put in prison. He did this because of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, whom he had married. For John had been saying to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. So Herodias nursed a grudge against John and wanted to kill him, but she was not able to because Herod feared John and protected him, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man. When Herod heard John, he was greatly puzzled, yet he liked to listen to him. Finally, the opportune time came. On his birthday, Herod gave a banquet for his high officials and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. And when the daughter of Herodias came in and danced, she pleased Herod and his dinner guests. The king asked of the girl, "Oh, ask me for anything you want, and I'll give it to you." And he promised her with an oath or a promise, "Whatever you ask, I will give you up to half my kingdom." She went out and asked her mother, "What shall I ask for?" "The head of John the Baptist," she answered. At once the girl hurried into the king with the request, "I want you to give me right now on the head of John the Baptist on a platter." The king was greatly distressed because of his oaths and his dinner guests. He did not want to refuse her. So he immediately sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. The man went, beheaded John in the prison, and brought back his head on a platter, and he presented it to the girl, and she gave it to her mother. On hearing this, John's disciples came and took away his body and laid it in a tomb. Okay, how do we journal from this? Well, there's a couple of thoughts. One is that bad things sometimes do happen to good people. John the Baptist kept his faith till the end. But I want to journal on this concept. Herod liked John, but he made a foolish vow, a foolish decision in front of people, and he felt he couldn't back away. Friends, you can always back away from a bad decision or a foolish oath. You can back away. It says in Proverbs, don't make foolish vows. Jesus said, let your yes be yes, your no be no. So my journal today is no foolish vows. Get rid of any bad decisions. I'm going to pray. Lord, I want to pray that me and anyone listening, any bad decisions, any foolish oaths, you'll take them off our life. We will not live with foolish decisions anymore. Break it off our lives in Jesus' name. We want to live no limit lives. Amen. My journal note would be, I'm living a no limit life in Jesus today. No limits. Take them off. In Jesus' name, have a great day.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.